The Guardian.
This Guardian podcast was made possible by Squarespace, the all-in-one website maker with Cover Pages, a new feature that expresses your ideas with a bold single-page website. Try it at squarespace.com and use the offer Guardian to get 10% off.
Hello and welcome to The Dailies, the Guardian's daily film podcast, bringing you all the latest movie news and reviews. It's the 26th of November and I'm Catherine Short, and it's officially Ladies' Night on the podcast, as all the stories we're discussing today are about women's issues. Joining me in the boudoir is Benjamin Lee. Ben, in the news today, it's been revealed that Reese Witherspoon is making an origin story for Barbie. To detail me as a Dolly's outfit, how excited you are about this film.
Well, first of all, I thought it was how the actual doll got made, so sort of seeing the kind of wax it was made out of.
Or, I don't think it's wax.
Some plastic. Not wax, was it? Yeah. But it's about the woman who created the Barbie. So I know. I was wrong.
Oh, I didn't look that up. Oh, it's a shame.
Not Barbie as a girl either, because all we've seen her as is one age.
Yeah, I thought it'd be like she was really fat and then she dieted. And that's the origin story. I mean, Reese Witherspoon, bit of a multitasker.
I think it is... interesting, though, because I think there are more female biopics and female entrepreneur films coming out about female businesswoman. There's the Miracle Mop biopic, Joy, coming out soon with Jennifer Lawrence. Sandra Bullock's doing the Tupperware film.
Yeah.
There's Catherine Hardwicke this week signed on to make a film about a marine-turned-Silicon-Valley entrepreneur. And, you know, there was that hashtag, was it Tell Her Story?
Yeah, something about that.
And it was about the fact that there are so few interesting films about women from history. And so I think it's nice to see that, it's good to see that there are you know, more quality in that genre, because I think biopics tend to be very male focused.
So what about the lady that made Barbies? I don't know anything about her.
I obviously know lots about her, so I'm really glad that you asked. She's called Ruth. I know that.
Oh, cool. That sounds good. So as a woman, I won't, of course, be seeing The Revenant, Alejandro González Iñárritu.
Alejandro.
I can't even say it. Oscar tit drama with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hardy. I won't be able to cope, or at least so says veteran blogger Jeff Wells, who after a screening earlier this week tweeted, "The Revenant is an unflinchingly brutal, you are there, raw element immersion, like something you've never seen. Forget women seeing this." And he did actually, he got in the thread of the news story we had about this yesterday, saying, "Yeah, I know, I shouldn't have said it, I was wrong, but I still did, and whatever, and don't pick on me," or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. Is that what he said?
Yeah, he sort of said, "Agreed, I shouldn't have said it. It was a silly thing to say. I'm down on my knees, whining like a little piglet," he said.
Is he?
And then he kind of got angry because the piece that was written about him also brought up some other silly things he said before. I think this statement by itself is a stupid thing to say, but if that was the one dumb thing he'd said, then you perhaps would kind of...
He's got form, has he?
He's got form. He before Trainwreck came out, he was saying some rather disparaging remarks about the way Amy Schumer looked and her weight and the fact that she didn't really look the part of someone people would be romantically interested in. And there's also these leaked emails he wrote to director James Mangold about 3:10 to Yuma, begging for naked pictures of Vanessa Shaw, which deadline leaked a while ago. So he's got form of saying some rather strange things, especially about women too.
Interesting. But he has, the thing is about this, I don't want to be too much on his side, but there is sort of point, isn't it? I mean, it is quite a male skewed movie. I think women probably be able to cope with it, whether or not it would necessarily appeal to that demographic as much as to men, I'm not sure. I think that's kind of interesting.
But I think that's what he was saying, though. If you look at the context, he was sort of saying he was next to a woman who was, you know, flinching from the screen, and she couldn't watch it because she was like a little crybaby. And so I think he was sort of...
I didn't even see him next to me.
I understand that, you know, it's a very male-focused film, so that could be a turn-off. But the fact that women literally couldn't sit through it without, you know, squealing is kind of dumb.
So sticking with women.
Yes.
Spike Lee has said overnight that he hopes his new movie Chirac can help curb violence on college campuses. In the movie, which is screened to raves in the States, the lady loves of male gang members in Chicago say that they won't have sex with them until the men lay down their arms. He said, Spike said, I think that a sex strike could really work on college campuses where there's an abundance of sexual harassment and date rapes. College campuses and universities, I think that will work. Second semester, it's going to happen. Once people come back from Christmas and this stuff jumps off, there's going to be sex strikes at universities, colleges across this country. I believe it. Ben, is there any flaw in this argument?
Possibly, Catherine, yeah. I'm not sure if you say to someone who's about to assault you, I'm on a sex strike, it's really going to make a difference. I think it's so disrespectful to the issue of campus rape, which at the moment in the States is still a big problem. I don't really understand how it makes any sense in that context. And it's a shame because I think Spike Lee, I like that he's so vocal still, and like a lot of directors who will kind of play the game, and Spike Lee will say and will challenge the system and talk about interesting topics, but every now and then he'll come out with a real clanger. But I think those get focused on more than the fact that he says a lot of really interesting things too. He was talking recently about the fact that the studio system is still so white and it's easy to become a black president than a black studio head. And also kind of he's been taking on the mayor of Chicago, who's been, you know, saying the film is bringing bad, giving the city a bad image. Where Spike Lee said that it's the crime that's giving the city a bad image, not the film that's bringing up the crime. So I think this is a dumb thing to say, but I think on the whole, he does say a lot of interesting things.
I understand that you're writing an article for tomorrow's paper about this film. Could you briefly outline for us what that is?
Well, yeah, I mean, looking at the Oscar season this year, it's looking incredibly white yet again after last year's Oscars So White hashtag. The two films which seem to have interesting stories from black characters are both coming from streaming platforms, Beast No Nation with Netflix and Chirac from Amazon. So it's sort of talking about the fact that it's difficult to make films with black protagonists still. Yet it may be slightly easier if you make it in different ways.
And also in film music, of course, we'll have all the reviews. And this week seems to be a bizarrely oversaturated for prestige Oscar pictures film in the UK. We've got Carol, we've got Black Mass, we've got Bridge of Spies. Ben, why are they bringing all these films out on the same week?
It's strange. I think Carol's kind of seen as counter-programming of sorts because it's more female. Back to the ladies. But I think Bridge of Spies and Black Mass is a definite clash to have those two films out, especially the week after Hunger Games. It's interesting, though, because I feel like the Oscar season is being pushed earlier in the UK, because usually January is an insane month where we get all the Oscar films. And now I feel like this year we're getting a lot of them before Christmas, which is interesting.
Well, we're going to get quite a lot in January, aren't we? 1st of January is sort of crazy with Joy, and I think The Revenant and Hateful Eight, they're all sort of
Danish
very
Girl
early.
Too, yeah.
yeah. Okay. And which, if people had to go and see one of those films this week, what would you go see?
Oh, you have to see two out of those three. You have to go for Double Bill, for Carol, and Bridge of Spies.
Double Bill,
yeah. Black Mass, though, don't bother.
Well, we'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend. In the words of Reese Witherspoon's character in Wild, I know only that I didn't have to reach with my bare hands anymore, that seeing the fish beneath the surface was enough, that it was everything. My life, like all lives, mysterious, irrecoverable and sacred, so very close, so very present, so very belonging to me. How wild it was to let it be.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.